So go ahead and take your meditative posture, whatever that is for you this morning. Good little rule of thumb is upright, but not uptight. And take three deep breaths and try to feel them all the way in and all the way out. And noticing where you feel the breath most keenly, go ahead and place your attention there. And see if you can notice not just that you're breathing, but the physical sensation of breathing. And we think of the breath as one thing, but it isn't. So notice how the beginning of the in-breath feels different from the middle of the in-breath, feels different from the end of the in-breath, is different from the pause at the top of the breath. And then there's the beginning of the out-breath, the middle of the out-breath, the end of the out-breath, and the pause at the bottom. Notice the physical sensation of breathing. We're not trying to control the breath in any particular way or make it feel something. I just want you to notice that feeling. Now I'd like you to see if you can hold in your awareness both the sensation of the breath as it changes and moves, and also the sensation of your gravity. Of how are you feeling yourself connected to the earth, the weight of your body, the pressing of your bottom against the chair or the cushion, the stability that exists there. So see if you can hold in your awareness both this groundedness and stability and the constant movement of the breath. There's a paradox here. We can both be stable and fluid. We usually only pay attention to one of these at a time. So it's a good practice to recognize that both are true at the same time. We can be grounded and connected and moving and fluid. Now, I'd like you to also recognize that there's probably a sense, and you might have to dig for it a little bit, but there's a sense of this moment being okay. That you are in a safe place right now. You have the luxury of taking some time to work with your own mind. You're connected with several other people at this very moment on this Zoom call, and you're connected with other people that you care about in other ways that hopefully you've been able to have enough to eat. And this moment, this very moment, you're okay. See if you can connect with that feeling. And not just an intellectual feeling of it, but this grounded connectedness sometimes can help us to notice that we're okay. The feeling of the breath moving can sometimes help us to recognize that this moment is okay. It sometimes helps to put a small smile on your face. Or it can help to put a hand on your heart. To notice that you're here. And you're okay. Now, while holding that sense of being okay, I'd also like you, if you feel like you're all right doing it, to notice the anxiety or stress you might also be able to experience in this moment. These are stressful times. And so allow yourself to feel some of that stress too. At the same time, you can hold on to this fundamental sense of being okay. The same way you can feel both the grounded settledness and the movement. You can be okay and stressed. Again, usually we just pay attention to one of them. We notice we're stressed. And stop noticing that we're also okay. So try to hold both in your awareness. And it may be you need to alternate between them. That's all right. It may be this isn't working for you, and that's okay. You can always drop back to just feeling the breath. If it's difficult to hold both, if the stress comes in and crowds everything else out, the traditional analogy is if we think about having a spoonful of poison and we have to drink it, we don't want to take the spoonful just by itself. If we pour it, put it into a lake and then drink out of the lake, it's no longer harmful. And so can you notice that this stress that we feel, that feels like poison, that you've actually got plenty of space. There is a spaciousness to you. The breath can help us find it. The groundedness can help us find it. You are enough to hold your stress. And let it be there. You don't have to push it away. Because there's also the spaciousness. There's also this sense of being okay underneath it. And for the last couple minutes, I'd like to do something different and give a little more of a traditional talk. Many people come to meditation in general, or to Zen in particular, specifically because they're seeking calmness. And there's nothing wrong with that. It is wrong, however, if what we're trying to do is paper over the truth, to force a sense of calm onto ourselves. Because this practice is not about pretending to be okay with things that aren't okay. This practice isn't about pretending to be calm when we're not. And so there's a classic Zen koan, one of these somewhat enigmatic riddles, that says, the whole universe is on fire. By what type of meditation can you escape being burned? And I'm going to do one of those things that Zen teachers aren't usually allowed to do, and I'm going to give you the answer to this koan. The whole universe is on fire. By what type of meditation can you escape being burned? You might want to open your eyes and look at the screen right now. The answer? Do you understand? When the whole universe is on fire, burn. You're going to get burned. You can't get away from it. So this practice isn't about pretending. This practice is all about becoming more in touch with what's real. So when you're burning, burn. That's okay too. Because you can both be burned and still come out okay. And you know this. You've had many other moments in your life that seemed like they were too much, like were overwhelming. And I'm not saying you come out undamaged. When we get burned, we often have a scar. But that doesn't mean something was wrong. It means we went through tough times. So we're not trying to pretend with our practice that everything's okay. We're trying to recognize that we can be hurt and still okay. We can be big enough to hold the space for our distress. So go ahead and take three more deep breaths. Noticing again both the constant movement and your grounded connectedness. So thank you for your practice. I know this might not have been exactly what everyone was expecting today. But it's okay to be stressed. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be angry. We're not trying to pretend those aren't who we are when we need to be those things.
Thank you, Doug. For a nice wake-up call.